Like, there was a meeting that Imam Hussein had with his Ansar. The night before Ashura, that famous moment where he was, you know, telling them to go. And it wasn't a takalluf, it wasn't a formality, oh, you know, you can leave now. He actually arranged, Imam Hussein arranged, because the Bani Hashim didn't know their way around Karbala and Kufa. This was all new land for them. But the Ansar from Medina knew the map a little bit better. So Imam Hussein made such arrangements for them to leave on the night before Ashura that he would pair one Ansar with one Hashimi. So look, you hold their hand and you make sure the Hashmi gets back to Medina to his family. That's how much intizam and how much preparation was done for them, for him to do what? For him to leave and get these companions to go home. After all of that preparation, of course, as you know, not one person moved. And so Imam Hussein had a meeting with the Ansar, a separate meeting without his family, inside one tent. And one thing about Imam Hussein was that he did not sugarcoat anything. He didn't say, you know, you might be defeated tomorrow. It might be a tough day. No, he described every detail to them. They say that Imam Hussein, on the night of Ashura by himself, was outside the tent and he was pacing, looking out to the battlefield. One companion comes out the tent, says, Mawla, you're out here, the enemy could strike at any moment. Are you okay? Is everything all right? That's something you need from me. And Imam Hussein will look out to the battlefield and he would say to him, do you see that spot right there? Yeah, that's where Abbas will lose his right arm. You see that spot right there? That's where Ali Akbar will fall from the horse. That spot is where Qasim will call for me. That spot is where Ali Askar will have his thirst quenched with an arrow. And one by one. And that meeting of the Ansar, he told every single Shaheed how they will lose their life the next day. This will happen to you. And you will be, and he actually showed the battlefield to them. That, Fulan, you come here, you'll be here. This will happen to you. Spears and rocks and arrows. When the meeting was over, there was a sound of a cry from the corner of the tent. And Imam Hussein says, can you bring me the person who was crying and why is he upset? And someone says that, Mawla, it's the yatim of Imam Hassan who's crying. He brings Qasim close, he hugs him, he kisses him, he holds him. He says, Qasim, you're crying, is everything okay? What's happening? He says, Chacha, you had a meeting with the Ansar. You told every single person, you brought them forward, you showed them the battlefield. What will happen to them? You gave them every single one instructions, one by one, by one, by one, by one. And I waited, and I waited, and I waited, and I waited, but I didn't hear my name. You never called me forward. He says, Qasim, this is a meeting of the Ansar. What are you doing here? Somebody told me that you will describe to the Shuhada of tomorrow how they become Shaheed. I snuck into the meeting. I wanted to hear about me, but I didn't hear. I waited, but nothing happened. And that's when Imam Hussein, with tears in his eyes, begins to hug Qasim. Qasim says, he says to Qasim that you are actually asking for maut and death, Qasim. You're doing tamanna of maut. He says, yes, I want to sacrifice my life. And that's when Imam Hussein asks him very famously, how do you see death, Qasim? Qasim was 13 years old. Ahla min al-asal, it's sweeter than honey, Mawla. It's sweeter than honey, Mawla. What is written in our books more than the actual battle of Qasim was the preparation of Qasim to go into the battlefield. They described Qasim to be of a small framed individual, 13 years old, barely baligh, if not. And when one after one after one, they would give their life, Qasim was finally ready to go into the battlefield. What was the custom of Imam Hussein is that he would say to Abbas, Abbas, you prepare the shahada for the battlefield. I'll bring the bodies back from the battlefield. Abul Fazl Abbas did his best to prepare Qasim for battle. But every sort of armor he put on Qasim was too big. He'd take off one, put on another. Take off one, put on another. Mawlana, nothing fits Qasim. He's only 13 years old. They would try a helmet on to be too big, a second helmet on to be too big. All of this, Imam Hussein, Abul Fazl, trying to figure out how to prepare a 13-year-old, small-bodied individuals to go for battle. Finally, the books say that Imam Hussein took an armor on, tied a rope around the armor. He tied a green imama around his knee, put it on Qasim's head, put the helmet on the imama, lifted this 13-year-old up, placed him on the horse, and then sent him towards the battlefield.